Britons are set to go to the polls in a historic referendum on whether their country should remain a member of the European Union or pull out of the bloc. More than 46 million people are eligible to cast their ballots on Thursday. Polling stations will open at 600 GMT. Gunmen in southern Nigeria have killed a driver and kidnapped seven people during an ambush. Australian officials say the abductees are three Australians, two Nigerians, a New Zealander and a South African. Authorities are trying to determine who is behind the kidnapping. The families of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces during the new uprising in the occupied territories are demanding Tel Aviv hand over the bodies of their loved ones. Some Arab members of Israel's parliament joined the families gathering outside an Israeli forensic medicine center in Ramallah. Saudi forces have killed a Shia citizen in eastern province. The Saudi forces broke into the house of two brothers in Awamiya in Qatif over the alleged killing of some police officers. One of them was shot dead, but the other managed to escape. An Iranian official says six members of a spy group have been arrested in the northwestern city of Tabriz. General Prosecutor Hikmat Ali Muzaffari added the group called Gamu had been gathering classified military and economic documents and giving them to the enemies of the country. Three Turkish activists face up to 14 years in prison for taking part in a campaign in solidarity with a pro-Kurdish newspaper. The prosecutors have charged them with inciting crime and making terror propaganda and completed an indictment against them at the courts of serious crimes. The Egyptian government has lodged an appeal against a court decision to block a deal to hand over two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. Before it was blocked by the State Council, the government's decision to cede the islands to Riyadh had sparked widespread protests in the country. And U.S. Democrats say they will continue their sit-in in the House of Representatives until a gun control bill is brought to the floor of the chamber for debate. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called on Republicans not to recess the House without voting on the gun legislation.